Presenting radio's foremost laboratory of writing and production techniques, the Columbia Workshop. Coming to you today from Hollywood. In the spirit of the holiday season, the Columbia Workshop brings you Rain, Rain, Go Away, the story of a little girl who has a mind of her own. Today's program brings together a newcomer and an old-timer. The newcomer is the author, 28-year-old Walter B. Newman, whose radio career has just brilliantly begun. The old-timer is 8-year-old Norma Jean Nilsen, whom you hear every Wednesday evening on The Jack Carson Show. The production is directed by William N. Robeson, with special music prepared and conducted by Lud Luskin. Here, then, is the Columbia Workshop presentation, Rain, Rain, Go Away.
Mama, why can't I go out and play?
One moment, Heatherby. One dozen eggs, 5 pounds sugar, one loaf bread. Why can't you what? Go out and play? Because it's raining, Missy.
Only a drizzle.
With a napkin. If I get broccoli, will you eat broccoli?
Uh-huh. It's only a drizzle, Mama.
Rock. It's pouring outside, Heatherby, and you know it. Go on with your violin.
Oh, gee.
Potato. Box cereal. Now, what else?
Oh, it's raining now. Gotta stay in the house all day. Nobody asked it to rain.
Stop muttering, Heatherby.
Can I play with my toy? Please, Mama, can I at least play with
salt,
my toy?
Oh, salt, salt. Oh, dear, almost forgot salt. Toys? No, dumpling. As long as it's raining and you have to stay in, you might as well spend the time profitably and practice your music.
But, Mama...
Heatherby, I know you have a mind of your own, but I want you to practice.
But why do you want me to practice?
Sometimes I wish progressive schools had never been thought of.
What did you say?
Heatherby, honey, I want you to practice because I want you to learn to play well.
Why?
And I want you to learn to play well because... Well, because music is a wonderful thing. A cultural necessity.
It is?
Yes, it's a great force for good. It does things to people.
Does my music do anything to you?
Well, yes, it does. The music sometimes makes people feel happy, and sometimes it makes them feel sad. In that sense, it does something to me. Look at it this way, sweet. Haven't you ever listened to music and found your foot tapping or found yourself humming right along with it? Before you know it, you're dancing and singing, just carried away on the wings of song, as it were. Hasn't that ever happened to you?
That's very interesting.
Interesting. Well, you just practice on your violin. And before you know it, you'll be able to make people dance and sing. Now, won't that be wonderful?
How long before I'll be able to make people dance and sing, Mama?
Not long. Just be patient. You've been learning violin less than 4 months. And Professor Wurzler says you're coming along very, very well. Only last week he said to me, he said, Mrs. Weatherby, children like your little daughter convinced me that musicians are born and not made. Isn't that fine?
Uh-huh.
So you just go ahead and practice, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Mama, why does it have to rain?
Oh, because the weatherman says so, I guess.
The weatherman? When did he say it?
Oh, last night, the newspaper. Rain tonight and tomorrow, he said. Guess that's all I'll need. Now, where's my coat? Oh. I'm going out shopping now, Heatherby. I'll be back in 20 minutes or so if there are any calls. I'm going to lock the door after me. Now, you keep on practicing. See you soon, honey.
Goodbye, Mama.
Go ahead now.
Old rain. Old weatherman. Old mud cat. Why should I have to stay in just because he feels like making it rain? The more I think of it, the madder I get. That's because I have a mind of my own. If I could just see him just once, I bet I could make him stop the rain. I'd say make it stop now. You just make it stop, weatherman. I could put on my new raincoat and my rubbers and go out the window and into the newspaper and speak to the weatherman and ask for mom.
Hey, you there!
Oh, a policeman!
Are you trying to get your neck broke? Since when do people come out of a house by the window instead of by the door? Is that the way you were brought up? Now come here under the awning so you don't get yourself all wet. Hey, what's that under your arm?
A violin.
Now then, first, who are you?
I'm Heatherby Weatherby, and I have a mind of my own.
Are you now? And have you now? And what might you be doing out here in the rain?
I'm going to visit the newspaper office.
And what newspaper office is that?
The one with the weatherman.
And do you have your mother's permission to visit the newspaper office with the weatherman? Do you? I thought as much. Well, Miss Heatherby Weatherby, with a mind of your own, the newspaper office is too far away, and there's too much traffic on the streets, and you're much too young a lady to be going all the way down there by yourself. So just skedaddle right back through that window, if you please, Miss Heatherby Weatherby. And it does no good to be putting out your lower lip. With three kids of me on, I'm practically pout-proof. Hey, what are you doing now? What are you up to? I don't care to be hearing you play your violin. Come on, now back through the window you go. And exactly why, if I may be so bold as to ask, are you playing your violin for me under an awning in the midst of a rainstorm?
Because music does things to people.
Well, it doesn't do anything to me.
Oh, no? Then why are you tap dancing?
Tap dancing? Anyway, so I am, so I am. I'm actually doing a tap dance in the corner of Chestnut and Park. Hey, did you ever see the step I just did? Hey, never took a lesson in my life. Hey, now that's peculiar. I don't want to dance at all. And yet I'm dancing. And I don't seem to be able to stop.
That's because of the music. You just have to dance until I stop playing my violin. And I'm going to keep right on playing until you promise to tell me how to get to the newspaper office. And also promise not to try to stop me from going there.
That's against the law. I won't do it. Oh, please, stop. Stop, please. I just had a very heavy lunch.
No, not until you promise.
Oh, please, please, please. Oh, pretty please with sugar on it. Becky, stop playing. Oh, please. If the inspector should happen to drive past and see me dancing on the streets, I'd be pounding a beat. I'd be out here in the garbage dump for the rest of my career. Oh, please.
Will you do as I say?
No. Oh, Sacco, will you? Oh, please, stop, will you? All right, yes. Oh, dear.
Oh, well?
Oh, dear.
I'm waiting.
All right, give a man a chance to catch his breath, will you? You fear on me.
Pooh, I didn't even play my presto. Oh. I'm still waiting.
Well, just let me get close enough to whisper it into your ear, you little darling. Just let me get close enough.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh. Stop. All right, stop. You win. I'll talk.
Well?
Call me back. The newspaper office. You go down the street that way to a great building that smells of ink. Yeah, you can't miss it.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
And just to make sure there'll be no more trouble from you, you dance up the street to the far corner so that I'm out
please.
Of reach when I stop playing.
No. Oh.
Thank you.
Ray. Right through this door, please. Quite a relief. Quite a relief
when you get outside the press room and close the door, isn't it? Huh? Yes. All right. Now, before I take you folks any further, are there any questions?
Guide, I have a question.
Yes?
Are the same number of papers printed in there every day?
Well, sometimes less and sometimes more, specifically, that is. Well,
that's very interesting.
How much ink is used in turning out one edition of the newspaper?
Oh, gallons and gallons of it.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Do they increase the number of pages to carry the news, or do they cut down the news to fit the number of pages?
Well, sometimes one way and sometimes the other.
That's very interesting.
All right, any more questions?
When do we see the weatherman?
Right now, little girl.
That's very interesting.
Now, if you'll all follow me now, I will conduct you through the editorial department. You will be given an opportunity to see how the news is obtained, how it is written, how it is assembled, how it is made ready for the printer, and so on. This way, please. And please stay in line behind me. Thank you. This, ladies and gentlemen, right here is the editorial department.
Please, mister, is this where the weather...
Yes, little girl, this is where you see the weatherman. Just get back in line. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the first office we come to is that of our weatherman. This is the weatherman, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Al Kaufman. Hi, Al.
Don't keep him here long, Mulligan. I got work to do.
Right. Into this office, ladies and gentlemen, come the daily report.
Good afternoon. I'm Heatherby Weatherby.
That's fine. Mulligan, keep him as quiet as possible. We got a terrible hangover.
Right. Into this office, ladies and gentlemen,
come the... I'm Heatherby Weatherby.
Beat it, kid. I'm busy.
I'm Heatherby Weatherby, and I have a mind of my own. I want you to make it stop raining at 333 Chestnut on the corner of 4th.
Get away from my desk, Kit Mulligan.
Yes. Get back in line, please, little girl. Which one of you does she belong to?
Well, I must say.
I'm Heatherby Weatherby, and I want you to make it stop raining so I can play Red Rover, and kick the can in the streets with my friends.
Sure thing, Kit. I'll get busy on her right away. Mulligan, take her away.
Yes. Are you here by yourself, little girl? Where's your mother? Oh, little girl, it's against the rules of this building to make noise. Put your violin down. Tell me where your mother is.
Huh? Will you get this kid and those other weirdies out of here, Mulligan?
Listen to me, little girl. You swing your partner round and round. Lift your feet right off the ground. Little girl, Miss Weatherby, or whatever your name is, I demand that all the gals left and all the men right make this circle nice and tight. This is a newspaper office, and it's against all the rules to that day right.
That's a
measure, need and
death.
Oh!
What's going on here, Mulligan? Why doesn't somebody stop?
Is this a usual procedure?
All of you! Stop dancing!
You're dancing too, Al!
What? Mulligan!
Tell me the next time I come around!
Stop raining or won't you? I can be dressed up all day long!
Stop playing that song for a music. You hear me?
I'm warning you. Next comes Presto.
Please, I'll do what you say, but please stop. My dear Miss Heatherby, Weatherby, I simply cannot make it stop raining at 3:30. 3 Chestnut on the corner of 4th. Because
of... Oh, hold on, you have to. Here we go again.
All join hands and circle left. And the
Miss Weatherby! I want to help you. I can't do anything as long as you make me dance. But please stop.
Well?
I can't make it stop raining at 3:30. 3 Chestnut, corner of 4th, because I don't make or unmake the weather. I just write about it honest, cross my heart, and hope to die.
You don't make the weather?
No.
Well, if you don't make it, then how did you know last night that it was going to rain all day today? And don't tell me you didn't, because my mama read it in the newspaper.
That information, Miss Weatherby, is sent to me.
Sent to you?
That's right. Now, come over here and take a look at this machine. See? Called a teletype machine. It's like a telegraph and a typewriter all in one. This is what gives me information about the weather. Ah! Here's some weather news coming in now. There we go. How cute it says. Rain tonight and tomorrow. Westerly and southwesterly winds prevailing. Temperature, low 52 degrees, high 83 degrees. Humidity?
That's very interesting. But where does this information come from? Who sends it to you in the teletype?
Was sent out by the Department of Agriculture's Weather Bureau.
They keep the weather in a bureau?
No. Bureau means the same as office. Bureau, office. So you see, they're the ones for you to ask about making the rain stop. I should be only too happy to oblige you.
Where is this Weather Bureau?
It's in Washington, D.C.
Is that far away?
Oh, yes, indeed. Very far away. So far away that you better start right now if you want to get there.
How do I get there?
How? Well, you see this wire that runs from the teletype machine down to the baseboard near the floor and then around the room and out that door?
Yes.
That's the wire over which the information is sent to me. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if you just follow this wire as far as it goes, you'll find the Weather Bureau at the other end? Doesn't it?
I guess so.
Well, then just start following the wire.
Al, get the kid's telephone number and call up her mother and have her come and take her home.
Mulligan.
You'd better not try to stop me.
Grab her.
Now you've done it.
Oh, no, please. Not that. Oh, I didn't mean to. Take your partner by the hand to bring the gallon home.
Are you the chief of the Weather Bureau Department of Agriculture?
I am.
Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Then I'm in the right place. I'm Heatherby Weatherby.
Some other time, little girl. Pittsburgh reports grapples. Very rare thing, grapples. Some other time, I'm busy.
But it's raining at 333 Chester on the corner of 4th.
It is? Just what? Let me get today's weatherman. Where was that again? 333 Chestnut?
Yes.
Corner of 4th?
Yes.
And it's raining there?
Yes.
Well, of course it is. Exactly as predicted.
Yes, but I have to be with me, and I want you to make it stop raining at my house so I can go out in the street and play instead of having to stay in and practice on this violin.
Oh, go away, little girl. I detest childish prattle.
I will not go away. I have a mind of my own.
You hear? What's that you're doing? Stop that, little girl. I forbid you to... My goodness. Oh, dear. Stop it at once. Do you hear what I say? Stop it at once. Do you hear what I say? Stop it at once. Do you hear what I say? You can't treat the head of a bureau this way.
Will you make it stop raining?
I don't want to dance, but I can't seem to stop. I don't want to dance, but I can't seem to stop. I'm whirling around like a gyroscope. I mean, a gyroscope.
You're going to keep on dancing, too, until I stop playing my violin, and I'll keep on playing until you promise to make it stop.
Go away, little girl. Get out of here. Go away, little girl. Get out of here. Go away, little girl. Get out of here. Making the weather is outside the sphere.
Oh, what a fitting. Shame on you.
It's not a fib. No, please. Please don't play anymore. Please. Let me explain, Miss...
Heatherby Weatherby.
Oh, just let me catch my breath, Miss Weatherby. Whew. Oh, my. I haven't danced since... Whew. Miss Weatherby, the Weather Bureau was organized in 1890, and I don't mind telling you that yours is the most unique request ever made to us. Rain, my dear Miss Weatherby, is the most variable and uncertain element in the weather. For example, each year, Death Valley, California, gets about 1.5 inches of rain, while during the same period, Tillamook County, Oregon, gets 130 inches of rain.
That's very interesting.
I know. You want us to make it stop raining in your neighborhood. Well, it is my sad duty to inform you that regardless of what you may think, we don't make the weather here. We merely measure it.
Measure it?
That's right. All over the country, we have hundreds of trained assistants measuring the weather with thousands of cunning instruments. Thermographs and barographs. Anemometers and barometers. Metascopes and thermoscopes. Say nothing of my rheumatism, which aches like the deuce whenever there's a storm in the air. These assistants send in reports, and these reports...
Well, if you don't make the rain, who does?
There you have me. We have our theory, of course. Speaking of theories, the early Romans had an interesting theory about the weather. They believed Jupiter, their supreme deity, was responsible for it. See that bust on the pedestal in the corner? Know who that is?
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow?
No, that's Jupiter. Of course, no one believes in him anymore, but the early Romans thought he presided over all the changes that occur in the sky. Rain, hail, thunder, all in his department. Rain especially. And they called him Jupiter Pluvius. Imagine you've heard about that in school.
How do I get to see him? The real one, I mean, up in the sky.
Fly up there, I guess.
Why, of course. Oh, fly there on the wings of song, like Mama said.
Pretty corny idea, isn't it?
It's the only way I can think of.
Now, wait a minute. Are you going to play that confounded violin again?
Uh-huh.
No.
Hold on to your chair.
No.
Here I go.
No.
Excuse me.
What?
Are you Jupiter Pluvius?
Yes, I'm Jupiter. But as for Pluvius, I don't remember. Can't keep track of all the titles attached to me. Hand me that scroll on the table, please, and I'll look it up.
Here you are.
Thank you. I don't feel very floofy, I'll tell you that right now. Let me see. Jupiter Lucetius? Jupiter Tonan? Jupiter Octavius? Oh, yes. Here we are. Jupiter Pluvius. Yep, that's me.
Well, I'm...
You're Heatherby Weatherby, am I right?
Why, yes.
And you have a mind of your own, am I right?
How did you know?
I know almost everything. I'm Jupiter. Here, take a card, That's right. Now, look at it, but don't let me see. Now, I'll tell you which one it is. Seven of Cups. Am I right?
That's wonderful.
Nothing at all for Jupiter. Now, what can I do for you?
Do you make weather?
Make it and unmake it. See that machine over there near the parrot? See how the handles are marked? Rain, snow, hail, unusual weather, sleet, drizzle, grovel. All I have to do is crank her up and turn a handle.
Then will you please make it stop raining at 333 Chestnut Corner of 4th? On Earth?
Where on Earth? They're pointed out to the surface, won't they? Careful. Don't lose your balance. Don't want to fall into space, do you?
There's 333 right down there, under that cloud.
Yes. Oh, yes. And you want it to stop raining. Am I right?
Yes. So I can go out into the street and play.
Yes. Well, just let me look it up in the almanac.
Did anybody ever tell you you look just like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow?
Oh, Hank W.? Yes. They were talking about it over on Olympus the other night. Great things, these almanacs. Read them all the time. Here's a funny one right here on the pleasantries page. Do you know how to make a Venetian blind?
Stick your finger in
it. Yes. Let's see now. Morning and evening stars. Tide correction, eclipses, calculations and corrections for those living outside New England, principal holidays, game laws. Here we are. Rain at 333 Chestnut.
Corner of 4.
Sorry, Heatherby. Almanac says it's rain there today, and so I guess it will just have to rain.
Oh, please make it unrain.
Oh, no, too much trouble. Do you know how much rain and snow I hurl at the earth every single second of the day and night? 16 million tons of it. All very carefully distributed where it will do the most ultimate good. Now, you can't expect me to go over all my calculations and then reset the whole machine just to let you get out of violin practice, can you?
I thought it might turn out this way.
Oh, trying to play your violin for me? That's nice. Make it a lullaby, please. I'm going to catch me 40 eons.
Just wait till you hear my presto.
All right. Stop it. Stop it at once.
Not until you turn off the rain.
Oh, this is most undig.
Here comes the presto.
Stop it.
Turn off the rain.
All right. Just stop playing.
Oh, no. Not until you turn off the rain.
I can't crank it up unless you stop.
No tricks now.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead and crank up the machine.
Yes. All right. There.
Now turn off the rain.
Heatherby, will you settle for a drizzle? Stop! Please.
Not this time. I won't stop playing now until the rain is completely turned off.
It's hard to work the handle. Well, then,
just do your best.
There. Oh, Bud. Wrong handle. Miss again. You got me all fucked. No. That was a tail, please. And no. The rain has stopped.
Are you sure?
Look over the parapet and see if the cloud is still there. And please stop playing.
Just as soon as I'm sure the cloud is gone.
Look out!
Oh, I slipped! I'm falling!
Heatherby!
Heatherby, what?
I've been calling you for almost a minute.
I said, why don't
now and play? Sun is shining.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look! It has stopped raining. I did it!
Did what?
I made it stop raining.
Oh, made it stop raining, did you, Missy? Exactly who do you think you are?
Libby Weatherby, and I have a mind of my own.
You have just heard the Columbia Workshop production of Rain, Rain, Go Away, written by Walter Newman and starring Norma Jean Nilsen. Lorene Tuttle played the mother, Jack Crucian, the policeman, Jerry Hausner was Mulligan, Elliot Lewis played Al, Sarah Selby, the sightseer, Arthur Q. Bryan was the Weather Bureau chief, Ed Max was Jupiter Pluvius, and dances were executed by Billy Gould. The program was directed by William N. Robeson, with music especially prepared and conducted by Lud Gluskin. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.